The World Bank Group warns that the West Africa Ebola crisis could deal a huge economic blow to Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone unless swift action is taken. World Bank Group President Jim Yong Kim held a teleconference Wednesday to outline the economic effects of the Ebola epidemic.
Our findings indicate that if the virus continues to spread, the economic cost to these countries could grow eightfold by 2015. This would deal a potentially catastrophic blow to their already fragile economies.
Kim says the top priority is to save lives and prevent new infections. The bank has released $117 million in grant funding for the immediate humanitarian response. Buddy says the SARS outbreak from 2002 to 2004 showed how a disease can hurt economies. SARS killed 800 people and caused $40 billion in economic losses. Kim says SARS and the H1N1 outbreak in 2009 taught that fear and aversion behavior caused up to 90% of the economic impact.
The fear of contagion has helped fuel an economic crisis in the Ebola crisis as well. There are two kinds of contagion. One is related to the virus itself, and the second is related to the spread of fear about the virus. Already, the fear factor from the Ebola outbreak has reduced labor force participation, closed places of employment, disrupted transportation, and motivated some government and private decision makers to close seaports and airports.
The World Bank Group head says the sooner the fear factor can be confronted, the sooner the gross domestic product losses can be contained.
For 2014, we estimate that the GDP losses to Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea from this crisis will be a combined $360 million, which is a huge portion of the overall GDP of these small countries. We expect that the impact on government budgets to be $292 million.
However, Kim says next year, if there is a rapid and effective response, the combined cost to economic output could be as low as $97 million. But he warns if the spread of the virus is not checked by what he calls an immediate massive effort, the economic toll could reach $800 million in 2015. The World Bank assessment focuses only on Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. But preliminary estimates indicate if the Ebola virus spreads to other African nations, the impact could be many billions of dollars. Dr. Kim says time is of the essence. He says that the best-case scenario, that is, getting the outbreak under control, is still not in sight. That's because there are not enough health workers or resources in the region. Kim says it does not matter how many cases there are. What matters, he says, is how quickly the response is scaled up.
However many cases there are right now, if we get an effective response on the ground in the next few months, we can really blunt the vast majority, 80 to 90% of the economic impact.
He says an effective response could sharply lower the current death rate from Ebola of around 53%. He says while there's no cure or vaccine, with treatments such as IV hydration and monitoring of electrolytes in the blood, such as potassium, calcium, and sodium, a very high percentage of infected people could survive. Kim says the response just needs more people, more money, more attention, and more commitment. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.